Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're doing something a bit different, focusing on just one source, an overview of Lois Lowry's incredible story, The Giver.
A really powerful one.
Absolutely. And our mission really is just to pull out the key ideas, the main journey from this summary, give you the core insights quickly.
Get right to the heart of it.
Exactly. So let's set the scene first. Imagine, if you can, a place where everything's basically the same.
Uniform.
Yeah, uniform. Choices, they're made for you. And strong feelings, things like sunshine, snow, even color, totally unknown.
Hard to wrap your head around.
It really is. And that's the community where our main character, Jonas, grows up.
And it's important, I think, based on the source, to understand this isn't accidental. It's by design.
Right, intentional.
They've deliberately scrubbed away the past memories of weather, colors, you name it, and they've dampened down strong emotions. The goal seems to be, well, eliminating pain and conflict.
Predictability over passion, maybe?
Something like that. You get this calm, orderly life, sure, but think what's lost. What does it actually mean for the people living there day to day without that full range of experience?
It's a huge trade-off, isn't it? Trading all that depth just for stability.
Mm-hmm.
And for Jonas, the turning point hits when he's 12. The source highlights this key moment. He gets selected for a job.
Not just any job.
No, totally unique in this community.
The receiver
of memory. Okay, so let's unpack that. In a place that's trying so hard to forget, what on earth does a receiver of memory do?
Well, that's the central puzzle, isn't it? If the community lets go of its collective past, someone somewhere still has to hold on to it.
Oh, okay.
And the receiver is that person, just one. The source says he carries all the memories, the good, the bad, everything stretching back generations.
Wow.
And this is where Jonas meets the current holder, the old man they call the Giver. He's the one who starts passing these memories to Jonas.
Just one person holding all that history.
Exactly. That burden, shared by only one, is a huge part of the story's tension.
Okay, and this process, receiving memories, this is where it starts getting really wild, right?
Definitely.
Jonas begins experiencing things totally outside his reality. The Giver shares memories, maybe through touch, and suddenly Jonas knows things like love.
Yeah, or the warmth of family, the pure joy of, say, sledding down a hill. Things totally absent from his controlled life.
It's like cracking open a door to what life could be.
But, and this is crucial from the source, it's not just the highlight reel.
Wow.
As he gets more memories, Jonas also learns about terrible things. Pain, loss, even war.
So it's the whole package.
It has to be. The Giver shares the full spectrum, the joy and the agony that the community gave up. You can't just pick the nice bits, you know. Taking on memory means taking it all.
And you see this changing Jonas profoundly. He starts feeling these intense emotions, good and bad.
Overwhelming, probably.
Must be. And he starts seeing color. The world isn't just gray anymore. That sameness he grew up with is shattering for him.
Yeah, it's breaking down. And this shift leads him to a really big realization, which the summary points out.
What's that?
He begins to see how incomplete his community's life actually is.
Because they lack these experiences.
Exactly. They've bought their peace by sacrificing everything that gives life richness and meaning, the memories, the feelings. And he starts thinking this knowledge, this whole human experience, it's too important. It shouldn't just live inside one person.
Which leads him to make a huge decision. Brave, and as the source notes, very difficult and risky.
Understatement, probably.
Right. He decides he has to try and share these memories, return them to everyone.
Give them back their history, their feelings, and their choices.
He comes up with a plan to basically release the memories back into the community.
Yeah, it's a radical act. So when you boil it down, the story is really digging into these huge themes, isn't it?
Memory, definitely.
Memory, feelings, even the painful ones, and how vital freedom and choice are for a real life.
His whole journey is about that, moving from that flat sameness to wanting everyone to feel and remember.
Precisely. And maybe for you listening, it makes you think, you know, about the experiences you value, the good and the bad that shape you, and how important it is to have that freedom to choose your own path, even when it's hard.
That really captures it. A deep dive into this summary of The Giver, following Jonas from that world of controlled sameness to embracing the full weight and wonder of memory and feeling and wanting that for everyone.
And maybe just one final thought to leave you with, building on that idea of memory and choice.
Okay.
Imagine you were genuinely offered that choice. A life completely free from pain, loss, suffering, guaranteed, would you take it?
Mm.
Even knowing it meant giving up deep joy, real love, and the actual freedom to make your own decisions, good or bad.
That's quite the question. Something to definitely mull over.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.